Meseches Tvulyom, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. These two Mishnayos deal with items that are stuck to a loaf of bread and deals with the question of whether the item that is stuck is considered attached for purposes of rendering tame. So if a Tvulyom were to touch the item that is attached, does it render the food that is attached to that item tame as well? So the Mishnah says, Masmer Sha'achar Hakikar. If there is a nail-shaped protrusion that is coming out of a loaf of bread, which itself is made of bread, but that the baker attached something that is in the shape of a nail to that loaf of bread, vigarger melech katan, or a small clump of salt, vichirchur pachos mi keetzba, or a burnt crust, which is less than the width of a finger, and Rabbi Yossi Omer, or Kol Shehu Nechal Alav, or it doesn't matter whether it's the width of a finger or not, according to Rabbi Yossi, it matters whether you would eat that crust together with the bread. All of those cases, Temeim B'Tvulyom, are considered attached to the loaf of bread, and therefore if a Tvulyom were to touch any of those items, it would render the loaf of bread itself Tameh. And of course, if this would apply with a Tvulyom, who's the most kal, the most lenient of all the Tameim, it would certainly apply to any other Tame person who touches any of those items. Contrast that with now Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Dalet says, Hatzror Sheba Kikar, a pebble which is inside a loaf of bread or attached to the outside of a loaf of bread, vigarger melach godol, or a large clump of salt, vehaturmos, or a large bitter bean is what a turmos is, that is stuck to the outside of the loaf, vehachirchur yaser mika etzba, or a burnt crust which is larger than a finger breadth, the width of a finger, and Rabbi Yossi Omer Kolsha Eno Nechal Imo, that doesn't matter whether it's the width of a finger or not. The bottom line is the crust is so thick that you wouldn't eat it together with the bread. All of these items are considered separate from the loaf. They are not considered part of the loaf, and therefore tahorim be'av hatuma, they are considered tahor even if an av hatuma were to touch any of those items. The loaf itself would remain tahor, and only the ancillary items would become tameh. So the loaf itself would remain tahor ve'ein tzarich lomar b'tvulyom, and there's no need to even mention that would be the halacha with a tvulyom, which is more calm, more lenient than an avatuma. If a tvulyom were to touch any of these ancillary items, it would not render the loaf of bread itself tameh.